Hello, hello, Tyler Bryden here. Hope everything's going well. It's a big week here in Toronto with Collision Conference, 35,000 plus people coming into the city. Going to be quite a time. We've got events all throughout the week, after hours events. Apparently there's some yacht parties, there's some stuff going on. What I'm excited about, I shared a little video about this last week. Got a little bit of heat on YouTube and stuff just because people are searching for it. So what I'm doing today, just talking about the opening night, a couple other things that that I'm seeing as I'm getting ready. Because this is so deep into this event over the week, I'm gonna do my best to try to keep recording videos. It might not happen. I'm gonna see how I can navigate through this. Hopefully maybe some reactions, from some insights, anything that's shared that sort of comes out of Collision. So I'll just make a quick note. Thank you to people who organized Ash and Startup Fuel. They did a pre-Collision event on Friday, took the go train in from Port Credit. Had a great time. Some good people coming out to sort of sponsor. Some people doing some pitches, 2-minute pitches, seeing people getting ready for the event, and just some good pre-networking to prepare for what's going to be a big event. And this is a big deal for a lot of people. So a couple of things that I wanted to touch on was opening night. So this was the name of this video, which is going to be, so some people coming 5 p.m. tonight, heading out after this video, we're going to pre-register, and some big names coming. What I love is that for the big names, sometimes they get some people who are directly in tech, and then you got John Tory, you got the mayor of Toronto, you got Lupita Nyong'o of fame in Hollywood and acting, and then you've got Margaret Atwood, an incredible author here, and then some other people who are sort of essential to tech events, and then Toronto itself. So overall, excited to see this open night that is then followed by an after hours event at the Grand Bazaar just off the Toronto waterfront. So about an 11-minute walk. You can see there, looks cool, nice pictures, pretty fancy spot. And no, as someone who lives, I guess, just outside of Toronto right now, I want to see people have a great time in Toronto. I want to see cool venues like this. So excited for that. And if you're attending, send me a message, LinkedIn, whatever. We'd love to meet up there. And just, again, I'm pumped to see the energy that is coming out of Collision, the tone that's been set. Obviously, a very interesting time in the world. And I'm excited to explore that a little bit here, get a little bit of a snippet into that. It's setting the stage for a big week in Toronto. Again, about 80% of these people are flying from other parts of the world to come to this event. That's pretty impressive. That's pretty massive, and a great way to not just sort of connect with the same networks that you might always be seeing, the same people that you might see over and over again in Toronto at specific events. This is a lot of people who are net new people who are coming. So that excites me. The other part that I'm thinking about, because we exhibit tomorrow and I needed to look this up myself, was stand A1 726 in the AI machine learning section. We're heading in early tomorrow to get set up. The question that we're also asking ourselves is, how do we make this a successful exhibit? I know that's something that a lot of people are asking themselves. We're lucky enough to be in this alpha program, and so they make it very cost effective for a company to exhibit and then attend all the events there. People are probably paying a little bit more, and got some pretty big exhibits here. So they sort of subsidize these smaller companies doing it. So we made a dedicated landing page for Collision Conference, and I think this was a good choice by us. I think I would recommend this to anyone who's doing it. What I love, and I'll hop back out of here, we're going for some groundbreaking tech. The old QR code. So if you scan that, it's going to pop up this page. There will be a nice little UTM tag, so we'll know that you came from that. Hop in, and then just a little bit more, a little bit of trust and credibility built at the start, and then a little bit of a value proposition, and then a couple options. So slide deck, video walkthrough, free trial as well. If you want to book a meeting, maybe you talk to one of us, they can scan that QR code, book the meeting with us individually, a little bit more social proof and some links, and then connected to the rest of the website there. So I think that's a question that you ask yourself, how can we make sure that we are investing time, energy, we're all going to be there this week. How do we make sure that this is a worthwhile investment, that if people want to learn more about us, that they have an easy way to do it, a professional way to do it. And because of the sort of limited exhibits of the alpha, you don't have that much. You get a board created for you. You're not allowed to have a bunch of things. So you're doing the best to maximize that with what you got. So I think we've got a little microphone coming in, allowing people to maybe use the recorder that we have at the exhibit, and really just trying to be our best to be approachable, fun people that people want to talk to. I will say, I built my entire schedule for Collision before realizing that we had, for the Tuesday, specifically tomorrow, before I realized we were exhibiting on that day. And so I'm missing some talks that I'm a little bit sad about, but overall just very excited about this entire thing and think that it's going to be a wonderful time. And at the end of it, a lot of information to process and understand where are we in the world? Where is the tech community in the world? What is the best path forward? I think there's a lot of people who are curious learning that. That's the indicator that I got from some of this pre-network party networking event. The other sort of theme that emerged to me, which I thought was really fascinating, was there's a lot of people questioning with what's happened in VC and what's happened in sort of tech is like, is that the path I want to go down? Do I want to go out and raise money and take a big check and put all that pressure and grow or die? Or do I want to take a more maybe slower pace but sustainable path to the business that I'm building? So I think that's something many of us are curious about as we watch what's happening. And I'm excited to explore that more. So I don't think I'm going to belabor you any more about this. I'm going to share some links here so you can check out opening night. Again, very excited about this. Some of the people that are attending and just have the opportunity to kick this off, and something that I'm looking forward to a lot. We've got our dedicated page. I'll link that there. And I'll be doing my best to try to share some videos throughout. We're going to have some early mornings and some late nights over the next week. So if you don't hear from me, you know why, but I'll do a recap at the end of all this and appreciate you tuning in as always. So this has been Tyler Brennan. About to head off to opening night at Collision. I hope to see you there. If not, I'll be sharing some insights. Appreciate you very much. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.